It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Sacramento Rivercats. It is the final game of a six-game series and the last game of a nine-game homestand for the Rainiers. Well, the Rainiers have had a winning homestand, 5-3 on the homestand going into this final game, so it's going to be a winning record on the homestand regardless of the outcome of this one. But the Rainiers obviously would like to win the game and win the series against Sacramento. Tacoma leads the Sacramento series 3-2. Rainiers won the first three against the Rivercats, but Sacramento has in turn won both games 4 and 5, and they're trying to get out of here with a split. Well, the Rainiers were supposed to start Tommy Malone today, but he got called up by the Mariners yesterday and actually pitched really well in the second game of the Mariners' doubleheader yesterday. And he is still with the M's today. So the Rainiers having a bullpen day today. Second time in the past three games that the Rainiers have had a bullpen game. First man up will be the left-hander Austin Warner. Warner 1-2 with an 8.10 ERA. Used to be a starter in the Cardinals system, switched to relief here just in the last couple years, but this will be his first start this year, 1-2 with an 8.10 ERA and 15 relief appearances. He'll be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Tristan Beck, who started the first game of this series, and the Rainiers beat him on Tuesday. He's 0-5 on the year with an 8.65 ERA. Tristan Beck on the hill for Sacramento. Some roster moves for the Rainiers today. They've placed reliever Drew Steckenrider on the injured list. He has a sore shoulder. Don't think he's going to be out for too long, though. Two guys recently optioned to Tacoma by the Seattle Mariners have reported. Matt Festa is here today, as is Sam Haggerty. So those two are both here. Haggerty's in the starting lineup. Also, Justice Sheffield was called up by the Mariners to be the extra man, the 27th man for the doubleheader yesterday. Pitched two scoreless innings in Game 2 yesterday. He has been returned to the Rainiers. He will rejoin the Rainiers starting rotation during the Sugar Land series on the road this coming week. All right, those are our roster moves. Rainiers taking on Sacramento today. It is Father's Day, of course. Happy Father's Day to you. And also Military Appreciation Day here at Cheney Stadium. Big crowd expected for this one. Well, it's Sunday every Sunday, unless, well, we haven't done this the last couple of weeks because of illnesses, but we're back with our Sunday interview with manager Tim Fedorovich. We'll hear from the skipper right after this.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU is built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
It's our Sunday visit with Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You got to be happy. The team's playing better. You're wrapping up your first winning homestand as manager of the Rainiers in your first year here. What are you happy with in terms of how things have progressed here recently?
I think we've just been playing better as a team. You know, the days that we haven't been pitching that well, our offense has picked us up. The days we're not hitting, our pitching has been picking us up. So it's been good. As a whole, our staff is starting to solidify a little bit. We've got some good arms coming out of the pen. So we've had some good starts from our starters. So just everything's just been clicking.
Yeah, the starting pitching was really on a roll there for a while, and then you've gotten triple-A'd here the last couple of days with your second bullpen game in the last 3 days, all because of the Mariners having a doubleheader in the big leagues yesterday. Are you able to handle all these bullpen days right now?
Yeah, I think we're good. We've had a pretty large bullpen. It's been a struggle to get everybody in a couple times a week, but I mean, this is the weeks where they've been waiting for. So we'll see how it goes today. We got Austin Warner on the mound, and we'll see how many he can give us.
We're with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, we haven't done this in a little while because you were out on COVID protocol, and then I was out on COVID protocol. What was it like kind of being away from the team for a week and a half and following the team from afar? The Rainiers were on the road.
Yeah, no, it was a little tough. It was tough watching some of the camera angles, especially in Reno. And it's good hearing your voice out there, you know, listening to the voice of the Rainiers. But it was good. It was good to just watch the game from that perspective and being able to talk to the coaches throughout the game. It was pretty cool.
All right, let's talk about one of your players. The fans are always interested in Jared Kelnick, who's you know, obviously a player with a lot of promise. How's he been doing during this stint with the Rainiers, and do you think he's moving in the right direction?
Yeah, he's definitely moving in the right direction. His rhythm, his timing, everything looks a lot better, a lot smoother. He's happier, you know, in a less stressed environment. You know, and he's working through some adjustments, you know, working through a approach, trying to get a solidify an approach that can work day in and day out, and so he doesn't have to bounce back and forth between pitches and different pitchers and stuff like that. So everything's trending in the right direction, and he's been looking a lot better at the plate.
How much do Mariners organization hitting coaches kind of help him through a situation like this here with maybe Brad and then, you know, also some of the roving guys and whatnot?
Yeah, I think it's just a combination. I mean, I don't think any one person can come in and just fix somebody. You know, it's just a constant conversation. It's a group effort between everyone, top to bottom, and just constant conversation. You know, it's not just one thing that's going to help him get back on track. It's just it's going to be probably more him than anybody else at this point, and he's been taking it really well.
We're with Tim Fedorovich. Tim, finally, it's Father's Day. Always a day that kind of tugs at the heartstrings a little bit in baseball, particularly since so many players, their fathers helped them in the game. How did your dad impact you in life and in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a big piece ever since back in when I was a child, always taking his weekends to take me out to the field. And he would take me out there. He wasn't that great at throwing BP, but he was definitely the one that took me out there every weekend and gave me the time. So that's the reason I'm here.
All right. Tim, thanks a lot for the visit. We appreciate it. We'll talk next Sunday.
Yep, thank you.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento RiverCats, who have a record of 26 wins and 39 losses. They are the San Francisco Giants AAA club managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off, a major leaguer on rehab, Steven Duggar. He's the DH today. Batting second, also a major leaguer on rehab, Lamont Wade Jr. He's playing first base. Hitting third, left fielder Elliot Ramos. In the cleanup spot, third baseman David Villar. Joey Bart hits fifth. He does the catching. Batting sixth and playing second base is Isan Diaz. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Will Wilson. Batting eighth, right fielder Ka'ai Tom. And hitting ninth, the center fielder Bryce Johnson. On the mound for Sacramento, right-hander Tristan Beck. Beck's 0-5 with an 8.65 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 26-38 on the season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off for Tacoma, playing second base, is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, the right fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting third and playing left field is Jared Keldick. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth and playing first base is Kevin Padlow. Drew Ellis makes his Rainiers debut today. He hits sixth and plays third base. Batting seventh, the center fielder Forrest Wall. Hitting eighth, doing the catching is Joe Odom. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Austin Warner, the lefty, is 1-2 with an 8.10 ERA. Umpires behind home plate, Tyler Jones. First base is Matthew Bates. And over at third, it's the crew chief, Brock Ballou. Tacoma and Sacramento, final game of the series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Kilmer Red Ears Baseball. We're ready to start this one here at Cheney Stadium, the Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. Austin Warner, normally a reliever, gets the start today in a bullpen game for the Red Ears. The lefty is done with his warm-ups. Steven Duggar settles into the batter's box in the leadoff spot for Sacramento. First pitch of the game is a swing and a miss. There's strike one, and we are underway here in Tacoma. Next pitch coming from Warner, and there's a breaking ball called a strike. 0-2 now. Right here is wearing, to step back a moment, it is Military Appreciation Day here at Cheney Stadium, so the Right here is wearing specialty jerseys for this one. Sears went up and in to Duggar for a ball, and they've got kind of a camo look. Wearing in their deeper shade of green camo. So now the 1-2 pitch is inside, and it hit Duggar. Duggar gets clipped by a 1-2 pitch, and he's going to head down to first base. So Sacramento has the leadoff man on in the first inning. And now Lamont Wade Jr. will be the batter. This is Warner's first appearance in this series. He last pitched last Sunday, working a scoreless inning against Round Rock. He takes a look towards first, makes a pickoff throw over there, but back in is Duggar. Padlo at first holding the runner on for the Red Ears today. Warner is set. And here's his pitch now to Wade, and it is taken up and away for a ball. Wade on a rehab assignment like Duggar. Wade has been on the Giants injured list with knee inflammation. And he lines one to right, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of Wilson, who comes up firing to second. And in there safely is Duggar. It's a base hit for Lamont Wade Jr. First two men have reached for Sacramento at the top of the first inning. A hit batter and a line drive base hit. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. Ramos hitting .223 in 51 games for Sacramento with six homers, 644 OPS. Rainiers looking for a double play ball in the infield. Warner's pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Austin Warner, 27-year-old lefty. formerly of the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Checks the runner at second, and now the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball, lifted foul, and out of play down the first baseline. And the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch to Ramos. And it is in the dirt and blocked by the Red Ears catcher, Joe Odom. Warner was a starter his whole career until 2021. That's when the Cardinals moved him to the bullpen at AAA Memphis. But he was in the Memphis rotation for half of the 2019 season and came up through the Cardinals system as a starter. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Ramos, and it is tapped foul in the home plate area. Still one ball, two strikes. Warner, in his career, has started 67 games now. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Elliot Ramos, and it is grounded towards short. Fielded by McCoy, goes to Haggerty. There's one on to first. There's two. The Red Ears turn it, the double play for the first two outs of the game. Duggar ends up at third, but the Red Ears get a couple of outs. Elliot Ramos grounds into the routine. Shortstop to second to first, double play. So a runner at third with two outs, and here's the dangerous David Villar, leading the league with 18 homers as a AAA rookie, batting .280, an OPS of 1,030, and he takes a strike from Warner, and the count's 0-1. And Villar has homered at each of the last two games for Sacramento. And now a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. Warner's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Villar's hit four of his 18 home runs this season against Tacoma. Warner's 0-2. Swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Now here comes the 0-2, up and away for a ball, one ball, two strikes. We've got partly cloudy skies overhead here at Cheney today. Breeze blowing out right now towards center field. Warner with a 1-2, and it's a breaking ball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 2-2. And the pitch from Warner is swung out and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Austin Warner strikes out David Villar, and that closes out the top of the first inning. Nice bounce back for Warner. After the first two batters in the inning reached base, he gets out of it with no run scoring on one hit and one runner left on. Big double play in there. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Sacramento nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, the Rainiers kept Sacramento off the scoreboard in the top of the first inning, and now Tacoma comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. Sam Haggerty is going to lead things off in his return to the Rainiers. Haggerty has just returned to the club after spending a couple of weeks in the big leagues with the Mariners, where he, for the most part, came off the bench. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike to Haggerty, 0-1 the count. Haggerty hitting 304 in 32 games for Tacoma with a 378 on-base percentage. He takes a breaking ball over for a strike from Tristan Beck, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Adding Haggerty back to the Rainiers lineup brings another element of speed to the club. He's one of the best base stealers on the team. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left, shallow. Ramos drifting in, and the left fielder makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty flies out to left field. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson leads the Rainiers with a dozen homers, 345 on base percentage. Right-hand hitter. He settles into the batter's box now. And the pitch from Tristan Beck is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rivercats wearing their orange Sacktown uniforms today. Orange jerseys with gray pants. And now Wilson hits one in the air towards right center, but he got under it. And Johnson, the center fielder, moves over and makes the catch, and two men are out at the bottom of the first inning. So Wilson flies out, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Beck started on Tuesday. Rainiers won that game 3-1. Beck ended up allowing two runs in four innings in that outing. And that was the first game of this six-game series. He throws one outside to Jared Kelnick. There's ball one. Kelnick hitting 293 with six homers in 24 games for Tacoma. And he swings and bounces one to the right side. That's fielded by Diaz, the second baseman. Throws out Kelnick at first, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. Rainiers go in order. We head to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears and the Sacramento River Cats. 12th meeting of the year between these two teams. Red Ears have had the upper hand as Austin Warner's first pitch to Joey Bart is in there for a strike. Red Ears have won 7 and lost 4 against Sacramento this year. These two teams will play each other 24 times this year, division rivals. Here's one inside. They're not going to see each other for a while, not until early August when the Rainiers go back down to Sacramento. Now pitch misses for a ball to Joey Bart, 2-1. This is Joey Bart's first Triple-A game of the year. He's been in the big leagues with the Giants. They optioned him to Triple-A more than a week ago, but he was given extra time to report and just reported yesterday. So here's one up and away for a ball, 3-1. Bart, who hit well in this league last year, had trouble hitting in the big leagues, which is why he's back here again. Contact being the big issue, 49 strikeouts and 90 at-bats for San Francisco this year. Oh, boy, they just got Austin Warner on a pitch clock violation with the count 3-1. That's an automatic ball, and Bart draws a walk on a pitch clock violation. So he reaches base without really doing anything, just, standing there. And now Isan Diaz will be the batter. Warner trying to regroup. Here's his pitch to Diaz, and it is taken outside for a ball. Diaz hit his 12th homer of the year yesterday. He's been on a power surge with 4 homers in his last 6 games. Warner's pitch is taken up high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 coming. And it is swung on and popped up on the infield. And who's going to get it? Drew Ellis, the new third baseman, makes the catch on the infield dirt. Midway between third and second. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Yeah, Ellis, the new guy for the Red Ears, playing third base. Just claimed off waivers by the Mariners from the Diamondbacks. And we've seen him play against Tacoma as a member of the Reno Aces. Now he's in the lineup for the Red Ears. Here's a breaking ball to Will Wilson, swinging a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count. We've seen Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto claim a couple infielders recently off waivers. So here's a liner to the right side and threw into right field. A base hit for Wilson. Rounding second and on his way to third is Bart, and he will make it there. And Sacramento has runners at the corners with one out in the top of the second inning. Will Wilson with an opposite field single. Right fielder number 12. So now Ka'ai Tom is the batter, a left-handed hitter. Warner got a double play to help him out of the first inning without allowing any runs, and he would love to get another one right here. Bart at third, and Wilson at first. And the pitch is a fastball up high. Ball one. Tom had a homer yesterday. Sacramento hit four homers yesterday, which is the main reason why they won the game. 5-2 was the final. They hit three solo homers and a two-run shot. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Tom hitting 271 with six homers on the year, 360 on base percentage. Warner now with a 1-1 pitch, and it is bounced up the middle, fielded right next to the base by McCoy. Touches second for one, throws to first for two. It's a double play. And again, Austin Warner gets the double play to get out of a jam. No runs for Sacramento at the top of the second inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded at third. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento on Salute to Armed Forces Day here at Cheney Stadium. Brian O'Keefe, the Red Ears cleanup hitter, will lead things off at the bottom of the second against Tristan Beck. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that dips down low, ball one. O'Keefe hitting .330 in 29 games for Tacoma with a .418 on base percentage. And the 1-0 is over for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Now the 1-2 is coming. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. Diaz, the second baseman, calling for it, and he makes the catch, and O'Keefe is retired, one away at the bottom of the second inning. That will bring Kevin Padlow to the plate. This is the last game of the homestand. The Red Ears are off tomorrow. We will be with you on the air from Sugar Land, Texas on Tuesday. 5:05 Pacific, first pitch there. Here's a pop-up foul off the bat of Padlow. That is strike one. Padlow hitting .240 in the PCL this year, splitting his season between two teams, Tacoma and Sacramento. 0-1 pitch is grounded up the middle and through into center field. A base hit for Padlow with one out at the bottom of the second inning. So he is on. And the Red Ears have their first hit and first base runner of the game. Padlo to the ground ball single up the middle. And now Drew Ellis will be the hitter. Ellis, right-hand hitter, making his Tacoma debut today. Looks out towards Beck, and the pitch is up high for a ball. He spent most of this season with Reno, but did get called up by the Diamondbacks twice for brief stints in the majors this season. So he takes one up and in now. With Reno, his batting average 217, but he draws a lot of walks, and he had a 369 on base percentage. Four homers, drove in 28 runs in 41 games for Reno. 2-0 pitch on its way to Ellis, and that's down low, ball three. In the majors this year, just 13 at-bats in six games for Arizona, and had a couple of hits. Here comes the 3-0 pitch on its way to Ellis, and it is outside. Ball four, a four-pitch walk in his first at-bat as a member of the Red Ears. Ellis heads down to first. Padlo takes second, and Tacoma's got something cooking here. Forrest Wall now the batter. Right here's center fielder. Awesome season, man. Wall looks out towards. And the Brothers go. Pitch is high. Throw to third is in time. They got Padlo. And Padlo seems to be shaken up at third base. Padlo took off for third, and Joey Bart threw him out, and Padlo is down as he was tagged in the left arm, and then he bumped his head into the knee of third baseman David Villar. And the Red Ears trainer Michael Feliciano is there checking on him. And the Rivercats are concerned, too, because they all know Padlo. He spent time on their team this season, and they don't want to see him get injured. Padlo's now sitting up, and he's going to get up on his feet and be able to walk off the field on his own power. So we'll see if he's able to come out and play first base at the bottom of this inning. But he's caught stealing third for the second out of the inning. Running into outs on the base paths was a problem for the Red Ears yesterday. And they run into one here today. Owen won the count to Forrest Wall with Ellis at first and two outs. And the pitch from Tristan Beck is a breaking ball outside. One and one the count. Now the 1-1 coming. And it is low for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery. Swung on, hit in the air towards right center. And both Johnson and Tom are there. And Tom, the right fielder, makes the catch. And Wall is retired. And that does it for the Red Ears in the second inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. And one runner was left on base. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Making your business more energy efficient can reduce operating expenses and help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, new construction, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Tracy, line one is looking for a quote on a mini split.
Crazy spring temperatures are heating up DeWyatt HVAC phone lines.
Next week, we're booked solid.
If they don't find more technicians, they'll be in hot water.
How are we down 3 technicians in the past 3 weeks?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the third inning. No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. And the Red Ears with a pitching change. It's a bullpen game, as we have discussed. And the starter, Austin Warner, normally a reliever, went 2 scoreless innings, allowed 2 hits, walked 1, hit a batter with a pitch, and had a strikeout, and got 2 big double play balls. New pitcher is the rehabbing Ken Giles, longtime major leaguer, coming back from Tommy John surgery on his right elbow. And here's his pitch to Bryce Johnson, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Johnson, switch hitter, batting left-handed, hitting .299 with 2 homers this year, .333 on base percentage. Giles with the 1-0 pitch, and it is down and in for a ball, 2 balls, no strikes. Giles, a guy who's had some real success in the major leagues, and if he can get fully healthy again and return to his form from the past, he could really help the Mariners. He's still working his way back. Now the 2-0 pitch is swung on and fouled to the screen, and the count goes to 2-1. Giles was the closer for the 2017 Houston Astros club that won the World Series championship. Had 34 saves that year and a 2.30 ERA. 2-1 pitch hit in the air towards center, lining it up his wall, and Forrest makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the third. Bryce Johnson flies out to center field, and now Steven Duggar will be the batter. Duggar hit by a pitch in the first. Giles' last healthy season was 2019 with Toronto, when he had a 1.87 ERA in 53 games and had 83 strikeouts in 53 innings. So there's a pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Giles is ready. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, misses. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul back. 1-2. See if Giles could put him away. This is his sixth rehab appearance for the Red Ears. The 1-2 pitch is taken low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Sun pouring down on the diamond at the moment. It's a nice afternoon here at Tacoma. And now the 2-2 pitch is down and in, ball three. 95 miles per hour on the radar gun on that Giles fastball. Well, full count, 3-2. And Giles with the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again, inside, ball four, and Duggar ends up drawing a one-out walk. So he heads down to first base, and now Lamont Wade Jr. will be the hitter.
First baseman, number 49, Lamont Wade Jr.
Wade had a base hit to right in the first inning. He's one for one. Now Giles is set. And the pitch is up high for a ball. No score, top of the third inning, Tacoma and Sacramento. Now the 1-0 is high for a ball, 2-0. If it seems like it's a longer period between pitches right now, that's because it is. Since Giles is a major leaguer on a rehab assignment, the pitch clock is turned off, and he's working at the slow major league pace. Here's his 2-0 on its way. No, a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Duggar. Now Giles is ready again with his 2-0 pitch to Lamont Wade, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball, 91 on the gun, and the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Lamont Wade Jr. Duggar with a healthy lead at first. There he goes. The pitch is up high. Throw down to second is not in time. Duggar steals second base with a head first dive. And he is in scoring position. And the pitch missed too. So it's three balls and one strike to Lamont Wade. Duggar's second steal of his rehab assignment. 3-1 to Wade with Elliot Ramos on deck. Now the pitch is low, ball four. So Wade walks, and there are two on with one out. Back-to-back walks issued. And now Elliot Ramos is the hitter. Now the pitch is taken low and outside for a ball by Ramos. Well, in each of the first two innings, Sacramento got two men on base, and the Red Ears were able to get a double play grounder. See if Giles can pull off that same trick here. Austin Warner got the first two double play grounders. Now the 1-0 down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Swung on, hit in the air to right. Lining it up is Marcus Wilson. He makes the catch, and there is out number two. Wilson fires it back in. The runners have to hold. So Ramos flies to right, two down. And now David Villar is the batter. And there will be no double play this inning. Villar struck out swinging his first time up. And the first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Two on, two out at the top of the third inning. And the pitch is up and in, and it spins VR around. Two balls, no strikes. Giles pretty consistently 93 to 95 with his fastball. That's good to see. Now the 2-0 swung on and bounced on a high hop foul in the home plate area. That's strike one. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is outside for ball three. A walk would load him up. Joey Bart is on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And it swung on and lined down the left field line. Fair ball going to the fence in the corner. That'll be extra bases. Duggar scores. Wade goes to third and stops there. And in at second base with a double and an RBI is David Villar. And Sacramento scores first today. They lead 1-0. 11th double of the year for Villar and his 51st run batted in. He is second in the league in runs batted in. As he pulled that double sharply down the line. Now the catcher, Odom, has a brief word with Giles. The Red Ears have action in the bullpen. Here's the pitch to Bart, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, up high, 2-0. Giles falling behind the hitters. They say pitchers coming back from Tommy John surgery always have the stuff, the velocity, come back to them before the control. Control takes a little while. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Joey Bard. The count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike, 2 men in scoring position. Big batter here early in the game. And the next pitch misses ball three. Well, first base is open. Now the next pitch is in for a strike. Full count now. Wade at third, VR at second, 2 down, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count on Joey Bart. Ken Giles is ready. The payoff pitch is swung on and pulled to short, fielded by McCoy on 2 hops. He throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Giles gets out of it with just the 1 run scoring. A 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We head to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Sacramento with a 1-0 lead over the Red Ears. And the Red Ears will send to the plate Joe Odom, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Odom settling into the batter's box. Right-hand hitter facing Tristan Beck, the right-hand pitcher for Sacramento. And his pitch to Odom is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike one. Odom hitting .233 with 8 homers in 38 games. OPS of .828. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. One-two delivery. Outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing and a grounder to third, and backhanded by Vossler, and from a knee he throws to first in time to get Odom at first base. Nice play by the Sacramento third baseman, VR, not Vossler. That's David VR over there fielding this ball with a backhand and throwing it on one hop to first in time to get Odom. So one away in the bottom of the 3rd inning, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy takes inside for a ball. McCoy hitting .251 with 7 homers. Had 2 hits here last night. And he takes one down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the next pitch. Swung on and lined the other way and into right field. A base hit for Mason McCoy. And the Red Ears have their second hit of the game. A one-out single from the number nine man in the lineup. So the lineup turns over now, and Sam Haggerty will bat for his second time. Haggerty flied out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Now the pitch waved at and missed, strike two. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch is high, two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch is hit in the air towards left, and lining it up is Elliot Ramos, and he makes the catch, and Haggerty is the second out of the inning. McCoy has to hold at first base. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, they say. Wilson tried to check his swing but went around. 0-1 the count. Now time called at home plate. Oh, and won the count. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and pulled down the left field line, and it hooks and goes foul. Nothing but a strike to Marcus Wilson. He's behind in the count, 0-2, with McCoy at first. And the pitch from Tristan Beck is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Wilson goes down swinging, and that closes out the bottom of the third inning. First strikeout for Beck. No runs for the Red Ears. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the fourth inning. Sacramento leads Tacoma 1-0. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, is in from the pen. Ken Giles went one inning, allowed one hit and one run, which was earned. He walked two, no strikeouts. O'Brien's first pitch to Ehsan Diaz is inside for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien pitched two innings on Friday. Allowed one run, that's his most recent appearance. He misses here, ball two. It's his 14th appearance with Tacoma today. O'Brien's 1-1 with a 3.68 ERA. Now breaking ball is over for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball, 3-1. Three-one pitch. Swinging a foul, and the count goes full, 3-2. Three-two pitch coming, and it is outside, ball four with a fastball, and Diaz has a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today, and now Will Wilson will be the batter. Wilson singled to right field his first time up. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and lined into left center. That's a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is Celtic. He can't. It goes through to the fence. Rounding third is Diaz. He is going to score with ease. And ending up at second base is Will Wilson, and it is 2-0 Sacramento. Double at an RBI for Wilson as he hit a sharp liner to left center. And Celtic went racing after it, trying to cut it off. So that if he had been able to cut it off, he would have at least held the runner at third base, but couldn't reach it. It got through and went to the fence, and Wilson has the RBI double, 2-0 River Cats. Runner at second with no one out for Ka'ai Tom. And the pitch is a breaking ball inside. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 is down low for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is down and in, ball three. So 3-0 now. Now the 3-0 is a fastball for a strike, and it's 3-1. Delivery. And it is outside, ball four, so another walk. And Tom heads down to first. There are two on with no one out for Bryce Johnson. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Rainier's next opponent, the Sugarland Space Cowboys. That's their name. They lost at Round Rock yesterday 8-5, which ended a seven-game winning streak that they were on. Despite that, they're still in last place in the Eastern Division and nine games under 500. Yesterday, Round Rock beat them 8-5 as Willie Calhoun had two hits and three runs batted in for the Express, and Bubba Thompson had an inside-the-park home run. That game was notable because it was a matchup between top pitching prospects for their respective organizations. Hunter Brown for Sugarland, the Astros affiliate. Cole Wynn, one of the Rangers' top prospects. And they were both wild and allowed a bunch of runs yesterday. And Round Rock ended up winning the game 8-5. Play ready to resume. O'Brien just got a visit from the Rainiers pitching coach, and his pitch to Bryce Johnson is inside, and it hit him in the foot. And Johnson is going to go to first base, and the bases are loaded. He had squared around to bunt, and what looked like a slider from O'Brien hit Bryce Johnson in the foot. So the bases are loaded with nobody out for Steven Duggar. Duggar has been hit by a pitch and walked today. Now, pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, that is strike one to Duggar. One pitch on its way, and it is down and in for a ball, 1-1. Las Vegas had 17 hits yesterday and won at El Paso 14-5. The veteran Christian Lopes had three hits, a homer, and four runs batted in for Vegas. Sheldon Noisy and Billy McKinney also had three hits. Duggar launches one, right fielded deep. This is back, way back, and it is gone. A grand slam home run for Steven Duggar, and Sacramento has broken it open. They lead 6-0. No doubt about it, Duggar just torched that pitch for the first home run of his rehab assignment, and it's a grand slam. And the Rivercats now with a hefty lead. And here's Lamont Wade batting with the bases empty and nobody out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Now the next pitch is high for a ball. 1-1 the count. And this one swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Padlo. He'll take it himself to the first base bag, and there is out number one at the top of the fourth inning. Lamont Wade grounds out to first base, and now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. Ramos is 0-2 in this one. More action yesterday. Oklahoma City shut out Reno in Reno 7-0. That's hard to do. Great hitters park there. Here's a swing and a foul. Mitch White started for Oklahoma City, tossed six scoreless innings, and then the former Rainier, Sam Gavilio, followed him and pitched the final three innings. So two pitchers combined on that shutout for Oklahoma City. Oh, one pitch is high for a ball. 1-1 the count to Ramos. Jake Lamb still with the Oklahoma City, the former University of Washington baseball player. Here's one up and in. He had two home runs for Oklahoma City yesterday. He's up to 14 home runs for the year. Two-one pitch. Swing and a foul back, and the count's even 2-2. So an even count, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is low for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Rainiers begins the bullpen activity. Payoff pitch is swung out and fouled back. We'll do it again. Now the 3-2 in the dirt, ball four. Sixth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today, plus they've hit two batters. Eight free passes total. And now David Villar will bat with a runner at first and one out in the fourth inning. Villar is 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. That was a doubleheader last night in Albuquerque. The Salt Lake Bees and the Isotopes had gotten rained out on Friday, so they played two yesterday to make up for it. Runner goes, 1-0 pitch, hit well to left, down the line. Long run for Kelnick towards the line. He makes a running catch. And Ramos was around second. He retreats, touches second, and goes back to first and makes it there. Two men are gone. VR is retired. That'll bring Joey Bart to the plate. Kelnick had to run a long way to make that catch. So in Albuquerque last night, Isotopes swept the doubleheader. They won the first game 6-5 on a walk-off game-winning RBI single by Jonathan Morales, who was 4-for-4 in the game. So here's one down low for a ball to Bart. And then Albuquerque pitched a shutout in game two, winning 4-0. Riley Smith went the distance in a 7-inning game, a complete game four-hit shutout. Ellerice Montero hit a homer and drove in three for Albuquerque in that game. So here's a strike now to Bart. And the count's even, 1-1. One-one pitch with a runner going, and it's a strike. Throw to second is in time. They got him. Tag applied by Haggerty. And Ramos is caught stealing for the final out in the top of the fourth inning. But the Rivercats score five runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma nothing. Right, here's with Jared Kelnick set to lead things off in the bottom of the fourth against right-hander Tristan Beck. And Beck's into his motion, and the first pitch to Kelnick is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. River Cats have removed the rehabilitating Lamont Wade Jr. from the game. He was playing first base. Here's one down and into Kelnick. And replacing him is Wyatt Matheson. So Matheson now batting second for the River Cats and handling first base. 2-0 pitch to Kelnick. Breaking ball up high, ball three. Rainiers with two singles so far against Tristan Beck. That's it. 3-0 pitch on its way. And this is swung on and hit high in the air to center field. Pretty deep, but this is the deep part of the park. And Bryce Johnson backpedaling onto the warning track makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kelnick gave it a ride, but he comes up with nothing but a long out. So one away, and now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. O'Keefe popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is a fastball up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from Beck is on the inside edge for a called strike, 1-1. Steven Duggar with a grand slam in the top of this inning. Opening it up. Here's a foul out of play by O'Keefe. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it is a called strike three. And O'Keefe goes down looking. And two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Second strikeout for Beck. And now Kevin Padlow will be the batter. Padlow singled in the second, 1-for-1, and the pitch is swung on and yanked deep and foul down the left field line. Strike one. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. Now a swing and a pop-up on the right side of the diamond, and the first baseman, Matheson, makes the catch, and that is out number three. The Red Ears go down very quickly in the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. We head to the fifth. It is Sacramento 6, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive.
Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest-growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the fifth inning. It is 6-0 Sacramento with the lead over the Tacoma Red Ears. And the Red Ears have a new pitcher in the ballgame. Anthony Misevich is in from the pen to work the top of the fifth inning. Riley O'Brien went one inning, allowed two hits and five runs all earned, walked three. No strikeouts today. So Misevich in from the pen, and this is just his third appearance since joining the Red Ears. He'd been in the majors all year with the Mariners. And he's going to work on Joey Bart. And the pitch from Misevich is a fastball outside, ball one. Red Ears now with quite a few relievers from the Mariners who I don't think we really expected to see in Tacoma this year. Here's a little looper into shallow center off the bat of Bart, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. Bart with a leadoff single in the top of the fifth. And now Isan Diaz is the hitter. Misevich here with the Red Ears now, and Matt Festa was optioned. He's here today. And that was a bit of a surprise because he's been one of the most frequently used Mariners relievers. So here's one inside for a ball to Diaz. Drew Steckenrider is with the Rainiers right now, although he was placed on the injured list today. Now the 1-0 to Diaz. Inside, almost hit him. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. 2-1. Misevich, lefty from Michigan, is ready. Here's his 2-1 pitch, and it is inside, ball three. And now there's ball four. So another walk. The seventh issued by Tacoma pitchers today, and Bart takes second. Diaz now at first, two on, no one out for Will Wilson. Will Wilson is 2 for 2 in this game with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Next offering, swung on and fouled, out of play. 0-2 the count. Now here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Misevich fans Will Wilson, and there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. So one away. Now the batter is Ka'ai Tom. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-1 the count. Now here's one down low for a ball. Here comes the 1-1. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Mariners facing the Angels today. They're down 2-0 in the sixth inning. Mike Trout with another homer. 52nd of his career against the Mariners. Tied him atop a list. As here's one inside to Tom. Most home runs by a Mariners opposing player against the Mariners in a career. Mike Trout tied Rafael Palmeiro, who also hit 52 homers against Seattle. 3-1 pitch, over for a strike, count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Swung on, hit in the air to right. This is deep. It is back, and it is a three-run home run for Ka'ai Tom. And that makes it 9-0 Sacramento. My goodness. They have a grand slam and a three-run shot today. Ka'ai Tom hit one out yesterday. He's now homered in back-to-back games. And that was his seventh home run of the season right there. Left versus left here, and this pitch just got too much of the plate, and Tom launched it out of here. Bryce Johnson now the hitter. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch, outside, 2-2. And here's one in there for a called strike now to Johnson. Now the 2-1 is bounced foul on the third base side, and that is strike two, 2-2. Reineers have put eight batters on base with either walks or hit by pitches, and five of those eight have scored. So now the pitch is high for a ball to Johnson. Full count, 3-2. And now a swing and a grounder up the middle past Misevich and through into center field, and that's a base hit for Bryce Johnson. Hit number 8 for the River Cats, and they have a man on with one out for Steven Duggar. Duggar hit the grand slam last inning. It opened it up for Sacramento, moved the score from 2-0 to 6-0. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One pitch, bounced foul, first base side. 1-2. And Misevich with a breaking ball, and it's dribbled on the first base side. Misevich off the mound, picks it up, tries to shovel it to first, and the throw's into the runner, and everyone is safe. Johnson safe at second, and Duggar aboard at first. It was a difficult play for Misevich. He moved off the mound towards the line to go pick it up. He had to turn and then tried to underhand a throw to first base to get Duggar, and the throw was into the runner, and Padlo couldn't catch it. Misevich has been charged with an error. And there are two on with one out for Wyatt Matheson, who bats for his first time in today's game. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Matheson hitting 156 in 77 at-bats this year. And the next pitch is in there for a strike. Now here's one down low for a ball. Two and one. Now a swing and a grounder to the left side, fielded at third by Ellis. Go to second for one, on to first for two. The Reineers get a double play ball to put an end to the top of the fifth inning. Three runs in the top of the fifth inning on three hits. There was an error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 9, Tacoma nothing.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is Sacramento 9, Tacoma nothing. Red Ears hit the road after this one. Short trip, just one six-game series. Short in duration, long in distance. The Red Ears traveled to the city that is the farthest from Tacoma in the entire league, Sugar Land, Texas, a suburb of Houston. Here's Drew Ellis leading off the bottom of the fifth for Tacoma, and he takes a pitch up and in for a ball, 1-0. Right here's with just two hits against the Sacramento starter, Tristan Beck. Ellis walked his first time up. 1-0 pitch is high, 2-0. So the Red Ears are going to go to Texas for a week and then be back here a week from Tuesday on the 28th. So now the 2-0 pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 2-1. And that will be a six-game homestand with the Salt Lake Bees, a division rival in town. So now the 2-1 pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Back is Diaz, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. Ellis is retired, one away. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. The next homestand for the Red Ears is going to end with the annual July 3rd fireworks spectacular. And if you plan to attend that game and you don't have your tickets yet, you really should get on that quickly. As here's one in for a strike to Wall. That game has a tendency to sell out every year. The July 3rd game. You can get tickets online at TacomaRainiers.com right now or visit the box office during the week during normal business hours. So here's one that misses for a ball. 1-1 to Forrest Wall. One pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. Now a bouncer foul, first base side. Still 1-2 to Forrest Wall. This pitch is swung on, broken bat, bouncer to short, fielded by Wilson, throw to first, close play, out at first base, says umpire Matthew Bates, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Forrest Wall so fast, he comes close to legging out. Those types of grounders are pretty routine, grounder to short, and he almost beat it out for a hit right there. Now the pitch to Joe Odom is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch is popped up on the right side. And Matheson, the first baseman, makes the catch. Odom is out, and the inning is over. The Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up. Three down. We head to the sixth. It is Sacramento 9, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We move to the sixth inning. It is 9-0 Sacramento with the lead over the Tacoma Red Ears. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Patrick Weigel, in from the pen. Misevich went one inning, allowed 3 hits and 3 runs, all earned. He walked one and struck out one. Weigel last pitched as the starter in the bullpen game that the Red Ears had on Friday. And Weigel didn't have as good control in that game, which was a bit of a surprise. He'd been throwing really well out of the bullpen in, for an extended period of time. And then had trouble throwing strikes on Friday. We'll see if he can bounce back here today. He'll face Elliot Ramos, David Villar, and Joey Bart, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. And the pitch to Ramos is swung on and bounce to the second baseman on 2 hops, and Haggerty fields it and throws out Ramos. 1 pitch, 1 out in the top of the sixth inning. Weigel retires Elliot Ramos very quickly. And now David Villar is the batter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner farm report. Here's a pitch inside to VR. The only win on the farm yesterday was at Advanced Class A Everett in the Northwest League, the Aqua Sox. Here's a pitch in for a strike to VR. They beat Tri-City 5-3 as their catcher Charlie Welch hit a 3-run homer. Noel V. Marte had a couple of hits. Here's a swing and a blooper into shallow left field, and on comes Keldick, and he makes a nice running catch. And VR is retired. 2 away at the top of the sixth, and now Joey Bart will be the batter. Starting pitcher for Everett last night was Prelander Baroa, who the Mariners acquired from the San Francisco Giants when Donovan Walton was traded to the Giants. Baroa tossed 5 shutout innings for Everett yesterday, struck out 8 and walked only 1. Gave up just 3 hits. Really nice outing. There's Weigel's pitch to Joey Bart in there for a strike. Low A, Modesto lost their game yesterday 12-2 to Lake Elsinore. Here's one inside for a ball. But outfielder Jonathan Classe has been playing well. He had 3 hits for Modesto. His average is up to 282. OPS over 800. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike to Bart. Weigel's ahead of the count, 1-2. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to center. And lining it up is Forrest Wall, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. And Weigel sets down the side in order in the top of the sixth inning. 3 up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Sacramento 9, Tacoma nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You want 8 of the Flutonomics?
Shira's hand-blown glassware blows right off her store's shelves.
Check the back for more indigo bowls.
She needs an inventory manager to help keep her stock on lock.
These are 100% porous silicate. Those aren't. Hey, can someone check the temp on the kiln?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We move to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Tacoma. The Rivercats lead the Red Ears 9-0. And their starting pitcher, Tristan Beck, has pitched 5 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball. And he is in line to get his first Triple-A win today. Here's his pitch to Mason McCoy, and it's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. McCoy has one of the Red Ears' 2 hits. He singled to right in the third. 0-1 from Beck is swung on and popped up foul down the right field line, and that's going to get out of play and land on the grassy berm. 0-2 the count to McCoy. O-2 pitch coming, and it is up high for a ball. 1-2. Now, pop-up foul. One, two delivery, fouled away. Still a ball and 2 strikes to McCoy. Beck winds and the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and down he goes. And Tristan Beck has his 3rd strikeout of the game. 1 out of the 6th inning. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty 0-for-2 with 2 flyouts to left field in his return to the Rainiers lineup today. And the pitch is swung on and chopped foul first base side. He was just recently optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners. Yeah, the 0-1 misses for a ball. One pitch is fouled into the seats on the third base side. What a two. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. A breaking ball from Beck, and he has back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Giving him four on the afternoon. Beck is on a roll. He's retired 10 consecutive batters. And now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. Wilson has flied out and struck out. He's 0 for 2. And the pitch is called a strike. Now the 0-1. Swung on, bounced to third, and that's fielded by VR, and he sets himself and throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. 11 straight batters set down by Tristan Beck of Sacramento as the Red Ears go in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. We head to the seventh. It is Sacramento 9, Tacoma nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the seventh inning, 9-0. Sacramento with the lead over the Tacoma Red Ears. And Patrick Weigel's first pitch to Eason Diaz is roped foul for strike one to get things started in the top of the seventh inning. Weigel just pitched a three-up, three-down sixth inning. So he begins a second inning of work on the hill. And he's ready to throw his 0-1 to Diaz, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Lots of action going on in the big leagues today. Let's get caught up on it. So here's one that misses for a ball to Diaz. 2-1 now. Angels have added a run. They lead the Mariners 3-0 going to the eighth. M's with just two hits through the first seven innings. Now the next pitch is outside, ball three. The parent club of the Sacramento Rivercats lost to the Pirates today in a pretty epic fashion. So now the 3-1 is a swing and a miss. Count goes full 3-2. The Giants were trying to sweep the Pirates, and they didn't. The Pirates have a rookie outfielder named Jack Sawinski. And he's a power-hitting guy who so far has been a low average hitter, with, but with power, as here's one that misses for ball four, and Diaz has a leadoff walk, and that's the eighth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers today. Now Will Wilson will bat. So Sawinski had hit a couple of homers, solo shots. The game was 3-3 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Pirates rookie hit a walk-off homer to win it 4-3, his third homer of the game. Next pitch is inside, and it hits Wilson, just grazed him. So he's going to go to first base, and Diaz takes second, and that's the third batter Tacoma pitchers have hit with a pitch in this game. So three hit batters and eight walks. That's 11 free base runners for Sacramento. This pitch just kept running in, and it grazed the uniform of Wilson. So here's Kai Tom, who hit a three-run homer his last time up. And the pitch is swung on and bounced on the ground to second. Might be two. Haggerty to McCoy. There's one on to first, and it is not in time. Tom avoids being doubled up. They get the force out at second, though. Wilson retired. One out. Runners at the quarters as Diaz is now at third, and Tom at first for Bryce Johnson. So the Pirates rookie, Sawinski, first ever Major League Baseball rookie to hit three homers in a game, with the last one being the game-ending blast in the ninth inning, or extra innings, whatever. Pitch to Johnson is inside for a ball, 1-0. Pirates won 4-3, avoided being swept. Now a swing and a grounder to short. Another shot for two. McCoy feeds Haggerty. That's all they'll get. Johnson runs well. Scoring from third is Diaz. And the River Cats have reached double figures. It is 10-0. Bryce Johnson grounds into a force out. Gets an RBI, his 15th of the season. And now Steven Duggar will be the batter. Duggar hit the grand slam in the fourth. He is 1-for-2. And he takes a strike. Also in the National League today, Nationals beat the Phillies 9-3. The Phillies were trying to pull off a five-game series sweep on the road. They needed to win the last game today, but it wasn't close. They lost 9-3. Series went outside to Duggar. Juan Soto hit a three-run homer, and a Washington Nationals rookie pitcher named Jackson Turow got his first big league win, went seven innings. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Red Sox beat the Cardinals 6-4 behind the pitching of Nick Pivetta, who struck out 10 over 7 innings and allowed only one run. Trevor Story hit his 10th homer for the Red Sox. 2-2 pitch outside, ball 3. Weigel trying to close out the top of the seventh. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Duggar, and that closes out the inning. Weigel with his first strikeout, but a run does score. Without the benefit of a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. so multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rivercats leading the Rainiers by a score of 10-0. And Jared Kelnick will lead off the bottom of the seventh. Tristan Beck just having a tremendous game for Sacramento. First pitch pulled to first, fielded on one hop by Matheson. Takes it to the bag for the out. Kelnick is retired. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a strikeout so far. Beck is set on the hill. And his pitch misses for a ball. He's only thrown 75 pitches through 6 1/3 innings. Now it's 1-0 to O'Keefe. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Rainiers haven't had a base runner since the third when Mason McCoy singled with one out. At that time, it was just a 1-0 game. We had no idea what we were in for at that point. Here's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe, 2-1 now. 10-0. These happen every now and then, even to great teams. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe, and two men are gone in the seventh inning. Strikeout number 5 for Tristan Beck. Rainiers haven't been on the losing end of a game like this in quite a while, though. Now a swing and a foul back, just looking for for games where they allowed double-digit runs, and it wasn't close. The last time that happened was April 30th in Las Vegas when the Rainiers lost a 10-2 ball game. There's one in for a strike to Padlo. Count goes to 0-2. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away. O-2 pitch swung on and lined softly to third and caught by David Villar, and that retires Padlo and the Rainiers in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We head to the eighth. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 10, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher into the game for the Red Ears. Matt Brash comes in from the bullpen. Recently, the Red Ears have been using him in close games, but he still has to get work in, and he is going to pitch the top of the eighth and face Matheson, Elliot Ramos, and David Villar. Patrick Weigel went two innings, didn't allow a hit, gave up one run on a walk and a hit batter. Struck out one. Brash. No record of 3.32 ERA in 19 innings for Tacoma. Has allowed only 11 hits, has struck out 32 and walked 11. And the Mariners opened the season with Brash in the starting rotation. Sent him to Tacoma to learn how to work out of the bullpen, and seems like the lesson is complete, or just about complete, as here's a fastball inside to Matheson for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and this one is fouled out of play. 1-1 the count. One pitch coming, and this one is high for a ball, 2-1. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back, and that evens things up, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high, ball three. More from our Major League scoreboard. First, the payoff pitch coming to Matheson. Brash into his motion, and he fires, and there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball. One away in the top of the eighth inning. Brash with a strikeout, and now Elliot Ramos will be the hitter. Marlins beat the Mets today 6-2 as Sandy Alcantara went eight innings and allowed two runs and got the win. He is very impressive for the Marlins. Now pitch is outside to Ramos. And Miami called up a rookie outfielder named Gerard Encarnacion, and he hit a grand slam in his major league debut. 1-0 pitch to Ramos, fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. Now Brash with his next pitch. And it is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. Blue Jays overcame an 8-3 deficit and beat the Yankees 10-9 in Toronto. Rare loss for the Yankees this season. So there's one inside to Ramos. And the Blue Jays had a game. Well, they had a, it wasn't a game-tying grand slam, but Lourdes Gurriel hit a grand slam as a big part of the comeback. So here's one inside for a ball. Three balls, two strikes to Ramos. Brash into his motion, and the pitch is called strike three. Got him with the slider, and down goes Ramos, and two better gone at the top of the eighth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Matt Brash. And now David Villar is the batter. Villar is 1-for-4 with an RBI double. And there's a swing and a foul at the plate. Orioles beat the Rays 2-1. Baltimore continues to show improvement from the past few years. They're only 8 games under .500, which is a big improvement from where they've been in the past few years. So there's one outside to Ramos. Well, they just won that series against Tampa. Brash with his next pitch to VR, swing and a miss, strike two. Orioles went on a bullpen day today with the UW product, Austin Voth getting the start. And he went 2 2/3 scoreless. Here's the 1-2 to VR, and it is swung out and fouled back. Brash trying to strike out the side here at the top of the eighth. One ball, two strikes. Brash into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. He went with the slider, and VR got a piece of it. Now the 1-2 is down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swinging a foul straight into the ground. VR is battling against the powerful arm of Matt Brash. Here comes the 2-2, and it is a swing and a foul again. I believe this is going to be the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. The 2-2 again. Outside ball three. Oh, full count. Three balls, two strikes. Brash winds and the pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. McCoy has it at short and he fires to first in the dirt. And Padlo couldn't handle it. Juggled it, trying to dig it out. And VR is safe at first base. So runner is on with two outs. Throwing air charge to McCoy. I think that's what they said. And runner at first with two outs. Bart, the batter, he's one for three with a single and a walk. And he takes ball one. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0. Rainiers have Ellis, Wall, and Odom batting in the bottom of this inning. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Brewers beat the Reds today 6-3. Milwaukee's heating up again. They finished a sweep on the road at Cincinnati. They've won four in a row. So now fastball is outside, ball three. Brewers had two-run homers hit by both Victor Caratini and Hunter Renfro today. Three-one pitch to Bart. And it is swung on and lined into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Wilson fields it on a hop. Stopping at second is VR. Joey Bart is 2-for-4 now. And has put the ball in play all four times. Two on, two out for Isan Diaz. And Joe Odom goes out to talk to Matt Brash for a moment. Rainiers with some action in the bullpen. And now Alon Leishman, the Rainiers pitching coach, who's not having his best day, is out there to talk to Brash. It's got to be tough when you're the pitching coach and you see your guys combine for eight walks and three hit batters. Conference on the Bound breaks up. Rainiers. We're down 1-0 after three. Sacramento's David Villar hit a two-out RBI double in the third. But then things started to really go awry in the fourth as here's a pitch in for a strike to Diaz. When Steven Duggar hit the grand slam for Sacramento. And then the very next inning, Kai Tom hit a three-run homer. And the Rivercats have been way out ahead ever since. 0-1 pitch lined into center. That's going to get down for a hit. Wall fields it on one hop. VR's around third. He's headed home. The throw comes into the plate too late, and scoring is VR. It is 11-0 Sacramento on the RBI single by Isan Diaz. Bart stops at second base. That's an unearned run because of the error that extended things here in the eighth. And now Will Wilson will be the batter. Right-hand hitter, he's 2-for-3 with a double. Run scored and an RBI. Brash's pitch is a slider that misses ball one. Tigers beat the Rangers 7-3 in Detroit. Robbie Grossman homered and drove in four runs. So the 1-0 is outside for a ball 2-0. Corey Seager hit his 15th homer for the Rangers in the losing cause. There's a pitch in there for a called strike. 2-1. And now a swing and a foul out of play. Even count now, 2-2. And a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Will Wilson, and Brash has his third strikeout of the inning. But Sacramento adds a run on two hits. There was an error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sacramento 11, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Sacramento leads 11-0. And the Rivercats bring in a new pitcher to pitch the bottom of the eighth. They go to the bullpen for the first time. They bring in Kervin Castro. And Castro is in relief of right-hander Tristan Beck. Beck just had his best start of the year at the AAA level. 7 shutout innings. And Beck allowed just 2 hits. No runs, of course. Walked 1, struck out 5. And that was his best outing of the year anywhere. He began the year at AA, made his first 3 starts there, had good outings there, but nothing like this. And Beck has now pitched 17 innings against Tacoma this year and allowed just 4 runs on 8 hits. He's really had the Rainier's number. So the new pitcher, Castro, comes in to face Drew Ellis, leading things off at the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Beck's going to get his first career AAA win today, unless the Rainier's have one of the most amazing comebacks in franchise history, and you never know, as here's one in for a strike to Ellis, and the count goes to 0-2. Castro's 0-2 pitch up and in, and Ellis bends out of the way, 1-2. Castro, 0-3, a 5.85 ERA in 17 games this year. He's had control problems, walking 20 in 20 innings of work. He was in the majors for the Giants last year. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Ellis. What a way at the bottom of the eighth. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out so far. Another final on our big league scoreboard. Braves shut out the Cubs 6-0 to avoid being swept at Wrigley over the weekend. So here's a pitch up and in to Wall. Ian Anderson was the pitching star for the Braves. 6 2/3 scoreless innings to get his 6th win of the year. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. The Cubs brought in Adrian Sampson for 4 2/3 scoreless innings in long relief today. And Sampson spent time with the Rainiers this year but did not get into a game. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Wall, 1-2. He was claimed off waivers from the Cubs, joined the Rainiers. I talked to him in Sacramento. As here's a foul on the third base side. Was with the Rainiers, didn't get into a game. He was inserted into the starting rotation, but his turn had not come up yet when he got designated for assignment by the Mariners. And he got through waivers and was outrighted to Tacoma. Here's one outside to Wall. But because of his experience, he had the right, if he wanted to become a free agent. And he chose to do that because I'm sure he had some inside information that the Cubs wanted to bring him back. And they did. He became a free agent, signed with the Cubs, and then was quickly back in the big leagues with the Cubs. So here's one down low to Wall, and the count goes full, 3-2. So Adrian Sampson spent a week with the Rainiers, never got in a game, went back to the Cubs, and pitched well in the big leagues today. He's a Washington native. 3-2 pitch, bounce to the right side, threw into right field, a base hit for Forrest Wall, and the Rainiers have their first hit since the third inning. Wall grounds a single to right field, and the crowd of 6,926 has something to cheer. So Wall is on. He's now reached base safely in 11 straight games. And Joe Odom will be the next hitter. Odom is grounded out and popped up 0 for 2 today. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. 1-1. One pitch. Fouled at the plate. That got the umpire. 1-2. He's all right. Tyler Jones, our plate ump. Well, normally we'd be talking about how Forrest Wall is a threat to try to steal and all that, but down by 11 in the eighth inning, I don't think he's going to be on the move. They're not even holding him on. 1-2 pitch is lifted foul down the right field line, out of play. Still 1-2. One-two pitch coming, breaking ball called, strike three. Got the top of the zone, and Odom goes down looking, and two men are gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Second strikeout for Kervin Castro. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Another final in. The Rockies beat the Padres 8-3. Manny Machado left that game for the Padres with a sprained ankle. So here's one up high to McCoy. He's having a tremendous season for the Padres and would be in the MVP conversation if the season we're ending around now. So the Padres hoping he's not out for long. Sears went up high for a ball to McCoy, 2-2. Now the 2-0 is in there for a strike. And Oakland shut out Kansas City 4-0. Jared Koenig up from Las Vegas got his first big league win. 5 2/3 scoreless. Here's a swing and a drive towards left center. On the run and making the catch is the left fielder Elliot Ramos. And that is the final out of the inning. McCoy made solid contact there, but Elliot Ramos makes the play in left center. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit and one runner left. We go to the ninth inning. It's Sacramento 11, Tacoma nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
On we go to the ninth. It is all Rivercats. They're up 11-0. The Red Ears had a bullpen game today. And they are bringing in now for the ninth inning their seventh pitcher of this game, left-hander Nick Ramirez, who has been one of the top relievers for the Red Ears all season long. 1-2, 3 saves, a 1.64 ERA in 21 appearances out of the Tacoma bullpen. He'll face Kai Tom to start things off, left versus left. And Ramirez with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Matt Brash went one inning, allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. He did not walk anybody and struck out 3. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is fouled away. And the count goes to 0-2. Ramirez. Now with the 0-2 pitch. And it is a called strike 3, and down goes Tom, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Ramirez gets a strikeout. One away, and now Bryce Johnson will be the batter. Johnson is 1-for-3 with a single. An RBI. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has scored a run, and he takes a strike. He's batting right-handed against the lefty Ramirez. Right here's have definitely hurt themselves with the walks and the hit batters, but Sacramento's had 2 really big hits in this game, too, as there's a swing and a miss. The grand slam by Duggar in the fourth and the 3-run homer by Tom in the fifth. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Right here's off tomorrow. We'll be with you at 5:05 Pacific on Tuesday with a broadcast from Sugar Land, Texas. So here's one outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Darren McCacken starts for the Rainiers on Tuesday. So here's one up and away for a ball. Pitchers should like the trip to Sugar Land. That's a real pitcher's park there. Down at, no elevation there. So now the 3-2 pitch is ball four. And Johnson draws a one-out walk in the ninth, so he heads down to first base. And now Steven Duggar is the batter. Duggar is 1-for-3 with that grand slam in the fourth inning. He's also reached base on a walk. He's reached base getting hit by a pitch, and he's reached base on an error, and now he lines one to left, and Kelnick won't be able to get this one. It's going to go through to the fence. Coming to third and stopping there is Johnson. In at second base with a double is Steven Duggar, and runners are at second and third with one out at the top of the ninth inning. Hit number 11 for Sacramento. And now Wyatt Matheson will be the batter. He's 0-for-2 in this game. Pitch on its way, and this is high for a ball to Matheson. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. And now the next pitch is hit in the air towards left center. Wall moves over, and on the run, he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Johnson. He will score, and it is 12-0 Sacramento on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Wyatt Matheson. So the Rivercats tack on another run, and they have scored in six different innings today. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. He's 0-for-4 with a walk. He's the only player in Sacramento's starting lineup without a hit in this game. And the pitch is taken for ball one. In the bottom of the ninth, the Red Deers have Haggerty, Wilson, and Kelnick due up. Looks like the Rivercats are going to go to a right-hander. So they have someone warming up at the pen. As here's a swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1. Now Ramirez with his next offering, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike two. That's Cody Carroll in the Sacramento bullpen. 1-2 pitch coming to Ramos from Ramirez, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him for the final out in the top of the ninth inning. Second strikeout for Ramirez, but Sacramento adds a run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rainiers need a little rally. It is Sacramento 12, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Sacramento 12, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the River Cats to try to get the final three outs. Right-hander Cody Carroll, 2-0 with a 9 ERA and 12 appearances for the River Cats this year. Sam Haggerty will start things off. He's 0 for 3 with a couple of flyouts and a strikeout. And the pitch to Haggerty is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two, and Carroll gets ahead of the count. Tristan Beck started for Sacramento. He went 7 scoreless, allowed just 2 hits. He was tremendous for the River Cats. Now the 0-2 is down low for a ball. Rainiers have been in a pure bullpen game. Austin Warner started and went 2 scoreless innings. And the Rainiers used 6 relievers after him, and every one of them allowed at least 1 run. Here's a swing and a fly to right. This is deep. Going back is Tom at the track, and it is gone. Sam Haggerty with a homer to right field. And at least the Rainiers will not be shut out. A run is on the board as Haggerty cranks his 6th home run of the season. And the folks who stuck around for a long time on this nice Sunday afternoon in Tacoma got to see one of the good guys hit one out. Rainiers get on the board. Haggerty lifts one out of here to right field. 93rd home run of the season for Tacoma as a team. Rainiers are 4th in the league in homers now, as Sacramento passed them here in the last 2 days. So here's a pitch outside to Wilson for a ball, 1-0. Marcus Wilson 0 for 3 today. Now the pitch is lined past the diving VR and down the line, and that's a hit. Wilson's going to try to stretch it into a double, and the throw comes in. He has to slide, and he is safe at second base on a close play. Marcus Wilson doubles to left field. So he is on. And now Jared Kelnick is the batter. Wilson's now reached base with a hit or a walk in 11 straight games, hitting safely in 10 of the 11. Here's Kelnick. He's been quiet today, 0 for 3. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Apparently Sacramento manager Dave Brundage is concerned about this, what was a 12-run lead and is now an 11-run lead, because he's already got another reliever warming up at the bullpen after just 2 batters in the ninth for Carroll. Here's one inside for a ball to Kelnick. 1-1 the count. Now Carroll with the pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Back is Diaz, in is Tom. Tom moves towards the foul line, and he makes the catch. And that is the first down. So Kelnick flies to right. One down. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. Junior Marte, the pitcher, is warming up at the pen for Sacramento. Brian O'Keefe is 0 for 3. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Carroll to the plate, and O'Keefe takes outside for a ball. O'Keefe has played in 29 games this year before this one and has reached base safely in 27 of the 29. Just twice all year has he been kept off the bases, but he has not reached in this game. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away, and the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is high, ball three. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, ball four, and O'Keefe reaches base with a walk. And there are two on with one out for Kevin Padlow. Padlow is 1 for 3 with a single. The catcher, Joey Bart, goes to the mound to talk to Carroll. Quick conversation. Now the pitch is swung on, bounced slowly to third, charged by VR. He throws to first in time to get Padlow for the second out of the inning. Wilson advances to third. O'Keefe takes second. But there are now two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis 0 for 2 with a walk in his Tacoma Rainiers debut. And the pitch is taken for a ball. Now a swing and a foul out of play. 1-1. Mariners game's gone final. Angels won it 4-0. M's drop 4 out of 5 to the Angels. And are 10 games under 500 now. Here's the 1-1. And it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Two one pitch with two outs in the ninth is low, ball three, and it's 3-1 to Ellis. Rainiers have Forrest Wall on deck, and he's up for another at-bat today. He'll take it if he gets the chance. Now the pitch is swung out and fouled away. And it's full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes, second and third, two outs. And the pitch is low and away, ball four. And Ellis draws a walk, and the Rainiers aren't done yet. Bases loaded now with two outs for Forrest Wall. Wall is one for three today with a single. Time called here by the plate ump. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two outs in the ninth, but the Rainiers have the bases loaded. And the pitch, swing and a miss, there, strike two. So the Rainiers are down to their last strike for the second time. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. Now the 1-2 is coming again. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul into the dugout on the first base side. Still 1-2. Wilson the runner at third. O'Keefe at second. Ellis at first. Two outs. And the 1-2 pitch to Forrest Wall is a swing and a foul. Again into the Rivercats dugout on the first base side. Forrest Wall saying, yeah, you guys might be winning 12-1, but I'm going to hit foul balls at you all afternoon. Still 1-2. Yeah, the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's it. Sacramento takes it 12-1. They salvage a split of the six-game series that the Rainiers were ahead in 3-0, but Sacramento won the last three games to get the split. Sacramento also passed the Rainiers and pushed Tacoma back into the cellar in the Northern or the Western Division standings, as Tacoma's now a half game behind the Rivercats. Both teams off tomorrow. Sacramento's going home to face El Paso on Tuesday. The Rainiers are traveling to Sugar Land, Texas. And Tuesday's game will be at 5:05 Pacific time. We'll have the broadcast for you right here. Rivercats win at 12-1. Stick around. We'll be back to recap it and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All Cleaning and Protectant Wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All Wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All Wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The Red Ears dropped this one to Sacramento 12-1. This game was not close. The Rivercats getting a split of the series. A little frustrating for the Red Ears, who won the first three games of the series, and at that point the team was hot. They'd won seven of the last eight, and Tacoma was certainly in position to win the Sacramento series. They just needed to take one of the final three games, but Sacramento got their stuff together, and they won the last three, and they did it with really good pitching. They kept Tacoma off the scoreboard for the most part. The Red Ears lost 7-1 on Friday, so just one run there, and then 5-2 yesterday, two runs, and then 12-1 today, so just four runs for the Red Ears in the last three games, and that is how Sacramento managed to salvage a split. Bullpen days were a factor, too. The Red Ears had two of their starting pitchers pulled because of that Mariner doubleheader on Saturday. So Sheffield was pulled from his start on Friday, and Tommy Malone was supposed to start today, but he got called up also. So two bullpen days factors here. This was a bullpen game today. Started off well enough. Austin Warner with two scoreless innings. It was 0-0. We went to the third. The rehabbing Ken Giles still trying to get his good control back as he recovers from Tommy John surgery. And in the third, he issued back-to-back walks with one out, and then with two outs, David Villar doubled to left field, scoring Steven Duggar, and Sacramento had a 1-0 lead. In the fourth inning, the Red Ears brought in Riley O'Brien, and he had control problems, walking Isan Diaz. Will Wilson hit an RBI double to make it 2-0. Then O'Brien walked Ka'ai Tom, and he hit Bryce Johnson with a pitch. The bases were loaded with no one out. Steven Duggar got a breaking ball and launched it to right field for a grand slam home run. And just like that, it was 6-0 Sacramento, and the tone was set. They got three more in the fifth when the Red Ears had Anthony Misevich on the mound. He allowed a base hit to Joey Bart and walked Isan Diaz. And then with one out, Ka'ai Tom in a left versus left battle launched one out of here to right field for a three-run homer. His second straight game with a dinger, and it was 9-0. And at that point, that was pretty much it. The Red Ears were getting shut out by Tristan Beck. The Sacramento starter went seven innings and allowed just two hits. He was really good. And he walked just one, struck out five, got his first Triple-A win. Rivercats added a run in the seventh. A leadoff walk and a hit batter led to a run scoring without a hit. They even scored off Matt Brash in the eighth after Brash struck out two hitters. David Villar reached on an error, and then back-to-back two-out singles brought in a run, unearned to Brash. And then they scored in the ninth inning on a sack fly by Wyatt Matheson against Nick Ramirez. They even scored off of Ramirez, who had a 1.76 ERA coming into play today. So, yeah, it was just Sacramento's day all around. And the Rivercats end up winning it 12-1 was the final score. Here are the final totals for Sacramento. 12 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Tacoma, 1 run on Sam Haggerty's homer in the ninth. 1 run on 5 hits, 2 errors, left 6 on base. Beck gets the win. He's 1-5. Giles, the loss, 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours, 46 minutes. The attendance, 6,926. With the win, the Rivercats are 27-39, and the Rainiers are 26-39. And these two teams go their separate ways. The Rainiers' next game will be Tuesday at 5:05 Pacific on the road from Sugar Land, Texas. So 5:05 Pacific will be the first pitch. We'll have the broadcast for you right here. Rivercats win at 12-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, this one goes to Sacramento, 12-1 over the Red Ears. Let's take a look now at our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Not much better for the Mariners today, although their game was a lot closer, but they lost to the Angels 4-0 and get shut out for the second straight day, as it was Rosenberg up from AAA Salt Lake who led the charge for the Angels pitching staff. The Mariners had only 2 hits. Seattle has been shut out 10 times this year, tied for the major league lead, and they are now 10 games under 500. Mike Trout hit his 21st home run of the season for the Angels. All of them have come against the Mariners. That's not true, but he did hit 5 this weekend, and the Angels take 4 out of 5 from the M's. American League final scores to pass along. Baltimore beats Tampa 2-1. On a bullpen game in the big leagues for the Orioles, and it was Austin Voth out of UW who started and went 2 2/3 scoreless. Orioles take 2 out of 3 from Tampa. The Blue Jays had a big come-from-behind victory, 10-9 over the Yankees. They had a grand slam from Lourdes Gurriel Jr., his 4th homer of the year. Vladito hit his 17th. Teoscar Hernandez hit his 6th. George Springer also went deep for the Jays, a rare loss for the Yankees today. Detroit knocks off Texas 7-3. Robbie Grossman homered and drove in 4 runs to lead the Detroit attack. It was Oakland shutting out Kansas City 4-0. Jared Koenig up from Las Vegas, 3rd big league start, got his first major league win with 5 2/3 scoreless innings. Sean Murphy had 3 hits, a homer, and 3 runs batted in. Sunday Night Baseball is an American League game tonight. There we go. They've finished 1 inning. The Astros have a 1-0 lead over the Chicago White Sox in Houston. Interleague play today. Red Sox beat St. Louis 6-4. Nick Pivetta struck out 10 over 7 innings, allowed just 1 run. The Indians hold off the Dodgers 5-3. It was actually 3-3 going to the ninth. Cleveland scored twice at the top of the ninth. The Guardians getting 2 runs in the top of the ninth. Oscar Hernandez with his first big league home run, and Cleveland wins at Dodger Stadium. And the Diamondbacks got a grand slam home run from Buddy Kennedy, just called up from Reno, and they beat Minnesota 7-1 the final. National League scores, Washington knocks off the Phillies 9-3 to avoid being swept in a five-game series. Rookie starter Jackson Turow pitched seven innings without allowing an earned run and got his first big league win. Juan Soto with a three-run homer for the Nats. Pirates beat the Giants 4-3. Get this, their rookie outfielder Jack Sawinski hit three solo homers, including the walk-off shot in the bottom of the ninth inning for the victory over the Giants. Huge game for Sawinski, who now has 11 homers as a rookie for the Pirates, and he began the year in the minor leagues. Miami beats the Mets 6-2 in New York. They just called up outfielder Gerard Encarnacion from Jacksonville. He had a grand slam in his major league debut, first Marlin to do that since Jeremy Hermida in 2005. Marlins beat the Mets 6-2. Brewers hold off the Reds 6-3 in Cincinnati to finish a three-game series sweep. Victor Caratini and Hunter Renfro each hit a two-run homer. Braves shut out the Cubs 6-0 as Ian Anderson tossed 6 2/3 scoreless innings and Matt Olson hit three doubles. And the Rockies beat the Padres 8-3 at Coors Field. Nice pitching performance today from Anthony Senzatella for the Rockies, who allowed one earned run in six innings and picked up the win. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears had a rough one. Sacramento wins it 12-1. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Sacramento takes this one 12-1, the final score, as they opened up a big lead in the middle innings. Got a grand slam from Steven Duggar and a three-run blast from Ka'ai Tom. Red Ears had only five hits. One of them was a homer by Sam Haggerty in the ninth to avoid the shutout. But the Red Ears lose it 12-1 the final and end up settling for a split of the six-game series with the Sacramento RiverCats. Scores from the league, Sugarland loses at Round Rock 8-3, so they had a seven-game winning streak end yesterday and then lose again today. They've lost two in a row. The Red Ears play Sugarland in Sugarland on Tuesday at 5:05 Pacific. Reno beat Oklahoma City today 10-6 in Reno. And then there are a couple of night games in the league tonight. Las Vegas at El Paso and Salt Lake at Albuquerque. Well, on Tuesday, Darren McCacken makes the start for the Red Ears. He had a no-hit bid for 7 1/3 innings in his last start. We'll see how he follows that up. Sugarland starter is to be announced. That'll be on Tuesday at 5:05. The Red Ears are spending all day tomorrow flying to Houston, as Sugarland is a suburb right outside of Houston on the southwest side of town. So that's where the Red Ears are going to be this coming week. Our broadcast will begin on Tuesday at 4:55 p.m. Pacific time as the Red Ears take on Sugarland. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for listening. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great Sunday night, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday from Sugarland. Once again, our final score, Sacramento 12, Tacoma 1. Have a great evening.